For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team swept Lake Superior State last weekend, is now on six straight games, joined by senior goalie Michael Bitzer. Congratulations on the wins.
Thank you.
Have you ever been a part of a game as crazy as Saturday's game was?
No, that was a pretty wild one.
What changed from not winning games in October to winning games now?
I think it's confidence. I think, at the beginning of the year, we expected to win games, but weren't willing to do those little things that it took to win games. I think now we know, games aren't given to you, and we know what it takes to win those games. I think Saturday really showed that. We gave up two goals early. We were down by two, and I don't think anyone on the bench was worried or had any doubt that we were still in that game. And I think that confidence is huge for us.
Kyle Bauman had two shorties. How happy are you that he's on your team?
Oh, so glad. I don't think anyone expected Kyle Bauman to end up where he is today, but that guy's a machine, and he's huge for us, and we're fortunate to have him.
The shutout on Friday got you 20 now in your career. Literally one-third of your wins have been shutouts. Moves you to second all-time in the NCAA. What does that mean to you, second all-time in the NCAA?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I didn't realize I had that many, to be honest. And, had a tough time finding them in junior, so maybe I just saved up and fortunate to get them all now.
Do you think about getting six more or not?
Not really. Just focus on playing hockey and give my team a chance to win. And, if it happens, it happens. If not, as long as we can keep winning games, that's what really matters.
Are you a numbers kind of guy as far as stats and being a goalie?
Not really. I'm more worried about the wins and, like I said, give my team a chance and numbers will take care of themselves.
Having said that, your career goals against is under two, which is mind-boggling. What would it mean to you to, if you were able to hit that number?
It'd be great, but, the big thing for me is, stats, and I think wins. If, we can keep that under two, that, helps our chances of winning games. So, like I said, take care of giving my team a chance to win, and hopefully that number can stay low.
I'll never forget your first game here for BSU at the Ralph. It's hard to believe that was 4 years ago. It's gone by fast, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's flown by.
Is that a game you're always going to remember?
Yeah, for sure. Right down the road from Moorhead, UND is, so always went to a few games there growing up and playing my first game there is something special, to say the least.
The big stage can be the perfect stage for some people, and it can be too big of a stage for others. National championship football game earlier this week, true freshman quarterback wins it in overtime. What do you like most about the big stage in a big game?
That's where Sam Randall used to say that's where you find out who's prepared and who's willing to do what it takes to win.
All right, time for some off-the-ice stuff. Your roommates have been the Fitzies. What's that like on a off night with no hockey games to worry about, maybe even in the off season when everybody's got way too much time on their hands?
Oh, it's something different every night. Sometimes, we'll be sitting there and then all of a sudden it's we've got a homework assignment, or Miles will come upstairs and he grabs a stick and starts imaginary stick handling all around the house while we're having a convo, or there's a hockey game on, or I don't know. They're good guys and they're all three their own, so it's always something new every night.
I'm sure hockey is a part of your future plans, but after hockey, what would you like to do?
I want to be a gym teacher. Like the thought of teaching and working with kids, and I'd like to coach a little bit as well. So,
all right. Now, would you rather meet Eddie Belfour or Patrick Waugh?
Patrick Waugh.
Why?
That guy said some outrageous stuff. Like when he told Roenick he couldn't hear him because he had his rings in his ears. So I wouldn't mind hearing what that guy had to say.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.